Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning and welcome to the third and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on our MyTalk app. I'm Jace with Lex. Holly is off today. She'll be back with us tomorrow. Coming up, we have Second Chance Romance.
Yeah, we're finding love today.
Yeah, are we? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe, maybe not. Then we have the dit alert. Then we'll do a little TV talk. We're catching up on Drag Race. And
yes.
Then Lex has a question about Netflix. So
yeah,
that's all.
There's a show I started and I wonder what's all the buzz about it.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm very curious. Okay, now I really want to know about that. That's all coming up.
But first.
Oh, we have to, even with Holly not being here? I thought maybe. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we got to do it.
Whatever. We got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the fabulous, not really fabulous, Second Chance Romance. Here we go, everybody. Okay.
Nice.
Who do we have today? Who's first, Lex?
Tom.
Okay. Talk to Tom. Tom, are you there? Oh. Hi, there we go.
There we go.
Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you? You're really quiet.
Oh, I am? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but you sound like you're down in a well.
Oh. Well, should we continue, Lex, or what do you want to do?
I think we're okay. I can hear
we're
you good
okay.
enough.
Okay. Well, Tom, let's do this. Let me talk as loud as I humanly can, and I'll shut up here and just tell us about your date, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this was with Mandy. We met on a dating app, and you know, it seemed like she was pretty decent. She agreed to meet me for dinner. And so it was near my place, and she came back home with me, which was great. But I thought things were, you know, really pretty good. But she's ghosted me since then.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
So for some dessert time?
Yeah. So the initial date ended well enough where you thought, oh, there's absolutely going to be a second date. Did anything?
There was no question. I mean, everything was fantastic. She was flirty. We had good conversation, and you know, it just really went pretty well. So I'm not sure what happened.
The end, I mean, do you have any, there was nothing like any weird conversation, any weird topics, anything, nothing that would make you think that she would have pause about having a second date?
Well,
I know Holly asked you to think about it, but
I mean,
yeah.
The meal, she didn't eat a lot of her appetizer, but it didn't seem like that was a big deal. Conversation was flowing, and I've been on some pretty weird dates where I would have said, okay, well, clearly this isn't going anywhere. This was not like that.
Okay.
Lex, anything?
Yeah, so you went to your place. How did that end?
Well, I mean, she's got it going on.
Okay.
It was we had a very nice time.
Did anything happen, like weird happen during that time, or is your house a mess?
I can't imagine. I mean, there was nothing. We just seemed to be really good together.
All together.
Yeah.
All together was good. The morning was good.
Okay.
She's a beautiful woman. And she seemed to be into me. I'm just really not sure what went wrong.
Okay. Well, that's why we're here. So, Tom, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. And Mandy is on the other line. And all she agreed to do this because she just thinks she's on a dating segment. And she just thinks we're talking about general dates. She doesn't know that we're calling about you. So hold on just a second, okay?
You'll be able to hear all of it. So.
All righty.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm
scared.
I don't at all have a great comforting feeling about what's about ready to happen, but we trudge ahead as we do.
Yeah, let's get this over with, right?
Yeah, let's do this. Mandy. Hi, Mandy.
Well, hello. Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. What's going to come next?
Oh, you're excited. Okay. Well, that's good. So Holly has told you this is a dating segment. You're live right now, and you think you know that we're calling about a date that you've had. So we're actually calling about a specific date. Do you remember going out with a guy named Tom?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Unfortunately, yes. Of course, I remember Tom. I was getting excited there for a second.
I was going to say your excitement level has drastically changed within the last 2 seconds.
What name did you want to hear?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Mandy, that's why we're calling.
Yeah.
Because it is our limited understanding that there was not a second date. Can we dig a little more into your business and ask you, was there a reason there wasn't a second date?
All right. So yes, I went out with Tom, we had dinner and it was great. And we hooked up after, and you know, sex wasn't bad. I mean, it's fine, but after we were done, he couldn't stop talking about how much better I look with long hair. So backstory. So I recently got a big chop on my hair. So my hair is very different from a lot of the pictures that I have on my online profile. But it's not like I didn't put a picture up of my new cut. It's up there. But Tom, he just went on and on about how he wishes my hair was long and how he liked the color and blah, 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 blah. And I just felt like it was pretty insulting.
Oh, especially to keep bringing it up over and over again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I mean, you know, if he doesn't like the way I look now, like, I wouldn't insult myself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's his hair situation?
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's the truth, because we actually have dude on the other line. I have to tell you that. That's how we got a hold of you, of course.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and put him up.
All right.
This is great.
Okay.
Tom, say hi to Mandy.
Hi, Mandy.
Hey, Tom.
I'm so sorry. I wasn't insulting you. I was complimenting your look. you're gorgeous. I was just trying to, I was just talking about, I love the way you look.
All right.
But okay. With long hair,
well,
you're spectacular.
Thank you. But Tom, what you may not realize is that lamenting, like just going on and on about how I look now, is super insulting. Like, this is the way I look, and if you don't like it, it's not my problem.
Well, I do like it. I like it. I like it a lot. And hair is not something that's permanent. That's something that expresses your personality. I understand that. I'm a long hair guy. It doesn't really, you know, your hair is beautiful. Your hair is terrific. And I didn't realize I
really?
Was going on and on about it. I just.
You did. You said it was a shame that my hair was short and it doesn't look good on women. And you wouldn't drop it.
That's not what I meant to say. Your hair is terrific. The pictures you had on there with your long hair, fabulous. And most women, I think, look better with long hair. You look good no matter. You would look good shaved bald. You are just.
Oh, there's
you're just terrific.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it yes.
Lex, hey, why don't you go first?
All right, everybody. Tom, yeah. Mandy, hey,
yeah.
If we pay for a second date, would you be interested, Tom? Jason,
I think we have some ground to cover here. I'm really, I had no idea that what I said made that much of a negative impact. I think we can make this right. I'd love to go out with you again.
Now, Tom, I have to tell you that I feel like it sounds like you like to control how people look, and it's just kind of gross to me. So, and, you know, I can only imagine what other weird things you're weird about. You know, like women have short hair. Like, get over it, you know? It's better to keep it to yourself.
Well, we tried.
So it's a no. Yeah.
It's a no. Tom and... Mandy, thank you guys so much. Sorry mm-hmm. that this couldn't work out, but yeah. I appreciate both of you being great sports about this.
Yeah, thank you for
his yeah. I yeah, guess we it's good to know.
We are very grateful.
Yeah,
it's a no, and I hope you learn for your next date.
Yeah,
yeah thanks.
Yeah,
I right. wish the best for you, Mandy.
Okay, well,
thank you guys.
Thank you.
Good luck. Have a good summer.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks. You too.
You need a haircut.
Jesus.
You need a haircut.
Oh, God.
I looked at your eyes. I saw them just, your mind just drift. You're just like, oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I left the planet for a few minutes. I just, yeah. I had to. Started looking at my phone, like, okay, what's on TV tonight? Because I.
And then I'm asking on the second date, and then you just start cracking.
No.
I thought it was Tom laughing for a second.
No, it's me.
Whew. All right.
Me.
Wow.
Yeah.
You need a haircut.
Okay. We're going to.
You need a haircut.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'll do the dirt alert, Lex. How's that?
Fantastic. Thank you.
I have the dirt alert. Holly's off today. We're going to go rinse ourselves off and we'll be back. Stay with us.
I talk dirt alert.
Welcome back from the world's shortest commercial break. I was able to get halfway to the bathroom to pee. Then I had to turn around and come back. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning right here on My Talk. Holly is taking the day off. She'll be back with us tomorrow, so I'm filling in on the dirt alert. A couple leftover Oscars.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Stories first up, the Oscars are up double digits from last year, pulling in nearly 19 million viewers. Again, that's up 12% from last year. The Oscar telecast was even up in the desirable demographic of 18 to 49. Now, these are what they call in the biz fast nationals. The number will be adjusted today, and it could be adjusted up or down. But here's the headline, really. Good news for the Oscars.
Does it have double digits in just the preliminary calculation? That's amazing.
Well, especially since we keep seeing decreases after decrease year after year after year. You have to feel good if you're the Academy. You have to feel good if you're ABC. And I hope they don't rest on their laurels. I hope they take this news and grow from it. And realize that I think it was, you know, Lex, you pointed out curiosity, how are they were going to handle the slap.
Mm-hmm. And will then, they mention it at all? Will there be other drama?
And also, I don't know. Why don't you nominate movies people actually see?
Yeah.
And they did that.
And that's even on top of adding the categories back in.
Absolutely.
So there's that as well. And the performances, too, Jace. That's the other thing, too. I know Lady Gaga was last, but having her, it's like, wow.
Well, speaking of Lady Gaga, a couple more Oscar notes. You know, this is what happens. The Oscars pop, and then the next day it's all about misses and bats and home runs. And then the second day are headlines like this one. Lady Gaga talking about why she performed the way that she performed at the Oscars. What I mean by that is she performed without makeup and in a T-shirt and jeans. And Gaga said she wanted it to be raw and show the real her.
Yeah.
That made sense to me.
Yeah. And it's very Lady Gaga, isn't it?
Oh, very much. I mean, that close-up, I mean, directing the director to do just a massive close-up of her.
Yeah, it's like zoom, real close.
Real close.
We want, like, poor microscope.
Yeah, because it was very, very close.
Yeah.
Another headline,
emotions.
Yeah. There's a couple of big parties that always happen after the Oscars. Elton John's is one of the biggest, and it always goes to help the AIDS Foundation. And the numbers are in from that. And the Oscar party raised $9 million Sunday night.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Tiffany Haddish was there. Melanie Lynskey from Yellow Jackets. Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things. Of course, Elton was there. I mean, hello, it's the Elton John party.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Let's hope.
Mm-hmm.
And then he performs a little, too.
Yeah. Other people, Maren Morris, Patricia Arquette, nice. Donatella Versace was there, Christina Hendricks, Brooke Shields, Kesha, Tyga, Sharon Osbourne.
Wow, fun.
Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
With Julianne Hough. What the hell was she doing there? No, I'm sure. Sorry.
Probably dancing the night away, huh?
I know. I gotta tell you.
What's she up to?
I don't know. The Hough family is, they're very, I mean, at least they have talent, unlike like TikTok people. But I don't know. Derek and Julianne's fame, it surprises me. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think at this party they're walking around with envelopes, or do they have like a challenge? You know, who wants to donate $10,000, and then you know they raise their hand, and it's a big hoopla. Or do they just say, "Just give us money," and they probably just automatically just donate it?
They probably donate it. I'm sure there's maybe a ticket price.
Yeah,
maybe there's a silent auction. Maybe there's a live auction.
Yeah,
there's different mechanisms that can go into that, but. You know, these people have money.
Yeah. They're like, hey, you get a 7-day stay at my cabana.
One more leftover Oscar note. Mm-hmm. This was sweet. Pauly Shore posting a congratulatory note to his Encino Man stars, co-stars, Brendan Fraser and Kiwi Kwan. Because, you know, Key was in Encino Man. Did you know that? He made an appearance. He made a cameo with Brendan Fraser in Encino Man.
Yeah, yeah. Jimmy Kimmel brought that up too. I thought, oh, yeah, that's right.
So Pauly Shore sent a really nice tweet out.
And did he like the joke about him?
Well, that's also another headline. He said he heard all the Encino Man jokes, and he says, quote, I was always nice to everyone, always cool. I put my heart into all my films. Human beings has feelings. It's not like selling real estate. But he took it as a joke. He's like, I get it. You know, yeah. He has a sense of humor about it. Oh, so, good. Yeah, I don't think
liked him.
I love Pauly Shore.
Yeah. When's he going to have a little comeback here?
I know. Again, we reference Steven Tyler PJs all the time. I love Son-in-Law is my favorite. So good. So, so good. It's just, oh, now it is of its time, but still, it's a hysterical movie.
Do you think he also has kind of what Pee-wee Herman has maybe going on, where it's hard when you grow up for people to take you seriously?
Well, yeah, and you have that persona, you know, for him.
You gotta keep living up to that.
Yeah. Whittling wood, buddy. I mean, you have the persona of being Pauly Shore, and eventually you can't when you're in your 60s.
He's in his 60s.
Well, I think so. Late 50s, early 60s, I would imagine. How old is he?
I'm Googling right now.
I think he has to be at least late 50s.
Born in 68, 55.
55.
Did you say late 60s?
No, I said late 50s.
Oh, 50s. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. He's
55. So, I mean, you know, you can't be around and, you know, you can't be doing your MTV persona when you're in your, you know, mid 50s.
Right.
So, Scream 6 was the number one movie at the box office this weekend. I want to see this so bad. I might go see it tonight. I need to see this. Getting good reviews.
I heard really good things about it, yes.
Yeah. And, you know, they didn't... Neve Campbell's not in this one because they didn't want to pay her what she wanted. But the guys behind the new Scream movies aren't giving up. They're saying that they hope they can get her back. And
what is their role in that? Do they have anything to do with how much actors get paid?
I think it's really up to the... I think it's really more up to the studio.
Yeah.
You know, they handle the budgets. I'm sure they push and push and push. But if the studio isn't willing to pony up the finances, they only have so much power. Yeah. And it's not like they're, you know, those two are... They're great, but they're like... They're not Martin Scorsese, where they have a lot of pull with the studio.
Yeah.
But I know... I'm excited to see it, though. Again, like you said, you heard the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Great things, and
they're doing a really good job promoting it too.
It's everywhere. Promotion for Scream 6 is everywhere. Yeah. Their marketing team is really good.
Maybe minus the people that they hire to put the costumes on and walk around cities and 911's being called, but
yeah,
the other stuff looking pretty good.
Yeah, I could have done without that.
Yeah.
I could have done without that. But no, the awareness of that. Yes, the awareness of that movie. Congratulate that team. Whoever did that, bravo. Because everybody knows that there's a new Scream 6. That's way to go on that one. For more of these stories, go to mytalk1071.com. And while you're on the website, don't forget to download the new episode of Two Fairy Godfathers available right now. You're going to hear the story of how Colin's pool outfit almost led to our removal from the state of Florida. For being just a little too gay. Find us wherever you find your podcast. When we come back, Alexis has a question about Netflix. Next. Hi, everyone. It's Jace this morning for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. There are a ton of wonderful promotions going on at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic this month and this month only. So you need to jump on them quick. One of them, and it's one I talk about a lot, is the Hydrafacial. Now they have Hydrafacial Deluxe. This, oh my goodness, a Hydrafacial is so refreshing. You go in there and it removes all the dead skin and quite literally revitalizes your face. So if you have some photos coming up that you want to look your best for, a reunion, or you just want to treat yourself, for heaven's sake, get into the Hydrafacial Deluxe. Make an appointment right now. You get all the benefits of the regular Hydrafacial with now LED light therapy and boosters. $229 this month, and that is significant savings. Call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic today to make your appointment. SkinRejuvenationClinic.net to see incredible before and after photos.
This ain't that
Welcome back.
It's that 14 carat cake.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming all over the place.
Yeah.
On our My Talk app, on your favorite home device. That is 100% listening to your every word. I'm Jace. Alex. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Holly's off. She'll be back tomorrow. Lex has a question about Lex, is it a question about Netflix in general or about a specific show, my dear friend?
It's about a specific show on Netflix.
Okay.
Now, Holly, last Friday in one of the Dirt Alerts said that on Netflix, the show You, was number one and trending. And so, you know, you got to go with what's trending, right? At least for what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And thought, well, I'm going to go check this show out. If everyone's loving it, I might as well see what's going on. It's a thriller, a psychological thriller. And in general, I like those. There's four seasons out. Penn Badgley. Am I saying his last name right?
Yeah, you sure are, from Gossip Girl.
Meow. Yeah. So I think that he has a lot of appeal to people to go, you love that show, you're going to...
Putting it mildly.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You're going to follow him here. Well, I guess it first premiered on Lifetime, the first season. Then they decided they're not going to renew it for a second season. And then that's when Netflix picked it up. So you can watch the first season and second, third, and fourth. I think Lifetime made the best decision ever. Because this show, I need to hear from a fan. What is the appeal? Penn plays a guy named Joe. He manages a bookstore in New York City. One day, a TA, aspiring writer, comes into the shop and he just falls for her. Loves the conversation. I like the, you hear his thoughts and then later on you end up hearing her thoughts as well. Her name is Beck. And so they started a relationship, but it's very creepy stalker. He manages to get her phone and other people in her life's phone. I don't really get the appeal of him because he breaks into people's homes. There's violence that later happens. I don't find much lovable about this character. You know, at least with Dexter, you can go, well, yeah, he's a serial killer, but he's getting rid of the bad people in the world, right?
Yeah, because both are anti-heroes. I mean, Penn Badgley's character is very much anti-hero.
Oh, yeah. You're not supposed to like him, but I feel like there should be some thing that like keeps you, that's like, okay, I can see what the appeal is. Also, I think the biggest thing for me, and maybe this grows because I've watched four episodes now, there's not much chemistry between him and... Or the main characters there, between Joe and Beck.
Can I ask you something? Did you just jump into season four of You, or did you start from the beginning?
I started from the beginning. Yeah,
this got is, it. This okay, is I'm sorry, I missed
four,
that.
Oh, yeah, nope. This is the first four episodes, because I thought, well, you know, I wasn't sure if I could just jump in. I just thought, well, I'll just start from the beginning. It's all there. I feel like Beck, the main love interest in the show, has more chemistry with all of the other lovers that she has in the show than Joe.
651-641-1071. What is Lex missing? Is she missing some? Now, 651-641-1071. I actually watched season one.
Oh, you did? Okay.
While ago.
Jeez. What am I missing?
I watched a while ago. I have to admit, it's been so long that I kind of forgot.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember
talking about this.
Yeah, I liked it. I didn't capital L love it. I liked it. Now, obviously, I did not like it enough to continue with season two.
You've got mail.
And we're hearing from you on Twitter, Platinum Panda.
Hi, girl.
Panda. Let's call her Planda for right now. Planda wrote, I watched season one of You and a couple of season two, and then I noped out immediately. It got too creepy for me. I love true crime, but this is a whole other level, and me no gusta. So,
no gusta, yeah. Same.
She was kind of, yeah. I obviously peaced out, and I think they went in a direction in season two that I did not like. I kind of rolled my eyes, is from what I remember.
Gotcha.
I think I peaced out because of a direction they went. Let's go to the phone lines.
We have a super fan. Alexia is on the line.
Hi, hey. Alexia. Hey, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Thanks for calling in. What are we missing?
You have to kind of go into it thinking that this is going to be creepy. Okay. And that he is an obsessive person. And you kind of have to be a little obsessive with him to understand his obsessive behavior. And so then you got to follow his kind of train of thinking. It does get better because every season does end with a decent cliffhanger.
Okay.
And even as season 3 ended, in my opinion, really well. Season 4, they should have called it done, but they ended it with a cliffhanger once again to kind of get folks going. I don't know if it's going to, there's much more going from there because I do believe some shows should just know when their ending is. And season 4, I think, should have been its ending. But there is good storytelling along with it. If you become obsessive with who he is, but he's not Dexter. That is for sure.
Yeah. Maybe kind of seeing his point of view more because I don't find anything lovable about this guy.
Well, and then season 2, Alexia, I told Alexis this was a while ago. Does it take a turn in season 2? Does something change?
Yes, it does. So he is always like in season 2, especially is when you hear the whole self-talk of like, I'm going to change. I'm not going to be like this person anymore because it sounds like he wants to be a better person. I think in a way that all of us want to be better people. And so you start kind of believing in that in him, but then he starts falling into some similar patterns all over again. But then he gets himself caught up with a woman who has similar,
likes
without spoilers, like lifestyles.
Okay.
He does.
Same
hobbies. And so you start like rooting for like this, like anti-hero couple. And then that's how that ends in season 2. And so that's what grabs you for season 3. And then it kind of goes from there.
Oh, I see.
We're talking You on Netflix starring Penn Badgley. Thank you, Alexia. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Does that convince you, Lex? No. Okay. I can tell. I can look at your face and know.
I can tell.
I know you.
Oh, man. But if it does get better. Okay, well, let's see what Dawn says.
Dawn, does it get better?
No, I don't watch it. I tried to, like Alexis. I just couldn't get into it. But what I was going to say to Alexis is, are you really supposed to like him? I mean, he's a serial killer. He's a stalker.
Yeah.
And then also you mentioned there's not much anything between them,
chemistry.
You know, where they connect.
Yeah.
Well, I would think that's why he's a stalker, because he wants her and she has no interest in him. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, but, you know, she does eventually come around.
Yeah. She's like, oh, maybe I can change you.
Yeah, and he's not the typical guy she likes, and so...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
that's
a good
point.
I'll have to hang up because you're really coming in and out. I can't hear you, but...
We're having phone problems today. Thank you, Dawn.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, our phone system, I'm not kidding, is from 1927.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It's literally, we have operators like back in the day when they would have to plug in the plugs. Like freaking Lily Tomlin back there. Anyway.
Try to do that. Run
you
the board
get that
talk.
Reference. You get $100. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a very old reference.
Oh,
but
I love that movie.
I do too. You can get, you can find You on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I pieced out and I think that's why.
Yeah. And you know,
I like him.
Ooh. I get what, oh yeah.
Meow. He's my type.
Yeah. And I have no other context for him because I didn't watch, is it Gossip Girl that he was in?
And I do want to watch. There's something this season made headlines because there's some kinky stuff going on in the set. There's an episode with some really kinky things. Like really kinky that we cannot talk about on morning radio, but.
Maybe I'm back in. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just gonna watch that episode just to see it. But yeah,
tell us give us some time codes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I will.
Brian emailed us. I didn't realize this. Jenna Ortega. He says that she's the best part of the show, and that's probably why it's trending again because she's so popular with Wednesday. And
yep, she's big right now.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, more TV talk. We're gonna catch up on Rue and more. Stay with us.
Together. You've got mail.
We are hearing from you this morning.
Oh, sure.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Holly's off. Just the two of us today. Lex is talking about You, starring Penn Badgley on Netflix. And Lex, you're feeling validated here.
I am, yeah. Because I'm not alone. I thought for sure everyone would be like, what's wrong with you? You is fantastic. But it looks like there's some people who say that it's grown on them. Sandy tweeted us. She says, I almost gave up on you. It grows on you. Season 2 and 3 are good. Keep up with it. 4 is just okay, too.
Yeah.
Anne-Marie says the same thing.
And then Brian wrote, he's with you.
Yeah.
He wrote to us via our show page. He brought up Jenna Ortega as well. He goes, I'm not a huge fan. I tried to watch it, but I think I stalled out at the beginning of season 3. So, yeah, I stalled season 2. So.
Yep. John, same thing. I don't get the appeal of the show and rooting for the sexy stalker either. It's a creepy pass from me. Thanks, John. And Roseanne says the same thing. She says, Alexis,
I love
don't
that email.
You should read it, Jace.
Oh, no, go ahead. I go ahead and read it.
Yeah, she goes, Alexis, don't waste your time. It gets creepier by the show.
Yes.
Gave me anxiety, wasted days of my life. Ugh.
Days it wasted. Oh, God.
Ooh,
well,
yeah, okay.
I don't know if I'll be going back. I'll just watch that episode to see what the Mervy Pervies are doing. But anyway, I shouldn't say that. It's not Mervy Pervies. It's just a very sexual scene. So, and people were writing about it. I'm like, what's this all about?
Ooh,
so,
what time? Which episode?
Yeah, I gotta find it out. Yeah, take back the Mervy Pervy. It's just a Anyway. More TV talk. What's your feeling? There's a new episode of Rue, obviously, on Friday. Are you caught up?
I am caught up. The last one was when they split into groups and they did the interviews, right?
Yeah, well, now and then the most recent is the comedy. They did a stand-up routine.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of them out of order. I did watch the comedy one, too. So, yes, I am fully caught up. And that's how forgettable the comedy was.
Oh, God.
I thought they all did terrible.
All of them. They had to do a comedy challenge, everyone, so they had to do stand-up, and this is a typical thing.
Yeah.
They do it every year, unfortunately. And this one, there wasn't one, Lex, that knocked it out of the park. Not one.
Yeah. No, the duo that won was the right one. They at least had some fun banter and some fun jokes together. But otherwise, everyone else, absolutely forgettable. I actually forgot I watched it.
But can we talk about that lip sync, though? That was one of the best. People are calling it one of the best lip sync battles ever in the whole franchise.
Agreed. I just got chills thinking about it.
And Marsha, who normally bothers me because I don't think she's that good. Mm-hmm. But she was real good in that lip sync battle. Credit where credit is due.
Well, do you remember the Lala LaRusa, I'm saying that wrong.
Lala Perusa?
That episode, yeah, where it was all lip syncing. And who was it that underestimated Marsha and picked her first to battle? And she completely just took over and won. And Marsha. So when it came down to those two, I thought, this is going to be really good.
Yeah. I didn't look. I love Anitra. I didn't have the confidence that you had. I thought, this is because I forgot about that Marsha was good with lip sync battles.
Yeah.
But I did not expect how good it was. Holy crap. Blew me away. We had to rewind it and watch it twice because it was so good. It was a forgettable episode, though.
Yeah, I forgot for a sec.
You basically forgot that you watched it.
Yeah. That's not good.
No.
Although I am loving a lot of the queens on this season. So, I don't know. Maybe that's... And Ali Wong, maybe I haven't watched Untucked yet because that's the behind the scenes and then usually the guest host will go in and talk to the queens about, you know, their performance or maybe some jokes, writing or whatever. But and maybe she just wasn't highlighted that much. But I was hoping that there'd be more from her, too.
Yeah, I enjoy her.
Mm-hmm.
I like any episode without Ross. Sorry, I'm just going to say it.
Oh, my gosh, I just took a swig of coffee.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm tired of hiding it. I'm tired.
You have just been revealing this lately, and it felt new to me. I didn't realize that you had such strong feelings. When did the tides turn? Because I remember he was here for Pride, and we remember we ran into him at Starbucks. It was very nice. And don't you have him on your TV show? Or
I've had him on there.
Okay, yeah. But
he's fine.
So it wasn't stemming from that?
No, he's fine.
Okay, it's like when Minnesotans say, fine.
Yeah, he's fine. I applaud him.
So there wasn't a moment that...
Several. It's just it's a growing... It was one little thing on top of little thing on top of little thing.
I see.
And just done.
Are we like Neil Patrick Harris level?
You know what? I just kind of see through it. Maybe that's the term I'm looking for.
Oh.
I see through it. And...
How about him with Drew Barrymore? Because isn't he on her show a lot? Or
can't watch it. I just don't care today. Well, I'm just very I'm like
this,
unfiltered
Jason.
Coffee. I'm unfiltered coffee. Can't watch it because of him. I can't.
Oh.
And I also no, I'm not. You know what? I'm not editing myself. But you know what? I just did better. I was gonna say something, but I'm.
Okay.
Those shows are successful when the producers, I've always said this, when they let the person be themselves.
Yeah.
And Drew Barrymore is finding success now because they are letting her be Drew.
Yeah.
Like 100%. And sometimes that's a little too much for folks, but the same thing for us, Lex, and the same thing for anybody that has a show centered around someone's personality.
Yeah.
You're sometimes too much for folks. I get the emails all the time. I get it. You're not everybody is everybody's cup of tea, nor should you be.
No.
If you are vanilla, you know, Amy B told us that, right, Lex, early on.
Yeah.
She said she never minds getting, she put it in a different way, but she said that, I'm going to paraphrase, she is concerned if she doesn't get emails with strong opinions to or against somebody, because then if that means you're vanilla and you're not making an impact.
Right.
It is all right for people to not enjoy you.
We want
not
Rocky Road, baby.
Rocky Road, a little bit of everything. And if your personality is so mushy banana, you know, meaning just bland.
Yeah.
You're not making a heart print. You're not making an impact. People, there are people that out there that shouldn't like you, or not so much don't dig you as a personality. Because not everybody's in real life. Everybody's personalities do not gel.
Yeah.
So my point being is, I edited myself there because I love that Drew is 100% Drew Barrymore on that show.
Are you saying that some of the people that are on her show aren't?
What I'm alluding to is when she kneels on the floor, it drives me a little crazy.
Oh.
I can watch the Drew Barrymore show until she starts kneeling in front of her guest. But I'm sure I stop myself because I'm sure there are things on my show that I do and on this show that you and I, it drives people crazy.
Yeah,
something
sure.
that you and I do.
Yeah,
I love,
sure.
though, that she, the producers and CBS, are letting her be herself. And, wow, surprise, her ratings are up.
It's working.
You gotta let people be themselves. You gotta.
Right. Are you saying that Ross might not be himself all the time?
What time is it?
Oh, wow, yeah.
Look at the time. Laverne and Shirley can start.
Laverne and Shirley yet.
Laverne and Shirley can start. He's fun. I really do. I like him.
Yeah.
There's just been some things that it's just like, not my favorite anymore. That's actually accurate. That's a good way to put it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's going to do it for us today. If you're a kid listening and you're being bullied, go out there and be yourself. Just like I said about Drew. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Go out there and get this day. Yeah. Just be productive and eat pie. We love you so much. Don and Steve Experience next. Bye.